We had started the sixth perek. Let's quickly go over the Mishnah, then on to the Gemara. Ha'ima hiskabel gets aleishti, ha'yehelech gets aleishti. So in these both cases, the shliach is a shliach lahilache. The first case, he can't, the Baal cannot make a shliach lekabola. This is not biyadoi, in chavim la'odom ela b'fano. In the second case, Pashtus is, he made him a shliach lehilache, is, so she will become migureshes when she receives the get. Im rotza lachza yachzos. If he wants to be chayza from the geish, before she receives the get, he's bekayach to do this. Ha'isha sha'omra is kabali giti. What if an isha made a shliach lekabola, imrotza, and he gave over to the shliach, imrotza lachza layachza, then he can't change his mind. The minute the get is given over to her shliach lekabola, the gerishim was chal. The fichok. So since when she makes a shliach lekabola, he does, if, the minute he gives over the get, he cannot think over if he wants to remain with this, or he wants to be chayza, it's too late. So therefore, the only etza is, imam alei habal, yevshi shetekabal lo, I do not want that you should accept this get as a shlich lekabola. I have no intent in being megarisha as yet. Elohelech v'ten lo. So then the din is, imrotz alach zo yatzo. So then he'll, even though she made the shliach, a shliach lekabola, but the Baal can say, I have no intent to be megarish now. So memela, so then he's back with his chus chazorah till she gets the get. Till she receives the get. Rabshim Gamliel says, it's not necessary a loshen of his kabel, who had been a loshen of two. Now let's see the Gemara. Omalei Rav Ache bereide Rav Ivye l'Ravash. Taime de loy de reishe. The reishe is speaking about two cases. Taime de loy shevisei ihi shliach lekabola. Now what the Mishnah says, that he could be chayzer, is only because we have two cases in the Reish of the Mishnah, Hiskabel and Hoylech. Now, the reason, and it says that she's not Nizgarish till she gets to get, Nika Bichayza. So the reason for these two cases are because she did not make the Shliach HaShliach LeKabola. HaShavisei Ihi Shliach LeKabola. But if she made the shliach a shliach lekabola, rotza lachzer lo yachzer. Then he can't be chayzer because she made the shliach a shliach lekabola. So then he will not be able to be chayzer. Now, before we go further, let us just mention one ha'orah, and then we'll just leave the ha'orah, and then we'll come back to Rashi and Tosfos to answer the ha'orah. The Mishnah is talking about two cases. Case number one is Iskabel get ze. He told them, Bepemoli, I want you to be a shliach lekabola. Now, this case is 100% true that if she would have made him a shliach lekabola, and he said Iskabel get ze, it's finished. He can't be chayza. That's poshut. But the only reason he could be chayzer because she did not make him a shliach lekabola. Now the shaila is case number two in the Mishnah when he said hoylech getzer leishti. Does the also the same halach apply? If she made him a shliach lekabola, he will not be able to be chayzer, or maybe not by hoylech. After she made a shliach lekabola, he could still be chayzer. And let's just elaborate a little, and then we'll see what the Gemara is talking about. The Lashon Hoylech could be translated in two oifanim. Hoylech could mean deliver. Now, Safaylech means deliver. So, even though she made him a shlich lekabola, and he says, hoylech get leishti, so the shlich lekabola is worthless. He's telling him, I want you to deliver her the get. So then, afilu she would have made him a shlich lekabola, she also would not be the get. Or we could learn, hoylech is a loshen of schi. Delivered to her lav davka by physically giving over. No, by you taking it, she's getting the get, because since you're her yad, so hoylech is a loshen of schi, bizoyche the get for her. Delivered to her, not physically, no, she should get the get through your kabbalos haget. That means hoylech kischi. If hoylech is kischi, then, so if she made him a shlich lekabola, then he can't be chayzer. She's geget already. So we have to know the translation of hoylech. Is hoylech lav kischi or is hoylech kischi? Fine, this is a shayla. Now, Rav Acha bereid Rav Ivya learned, and how he was entitled to say this, that's what we're going to see later. He learned the second bava of the Mishnah, hoylech gets ele ishti, is only speaking about that she did not make him a shliach lekabola. But if she did make him a shliach lekabola, then the din would not be like that. That is how Rav Acha bereid Rav Ivya learned shat the Mishnah. How we knew this, we'll see. So if that is pshat in the Mishnah, that this halacha only applies if she did not make him a shlich lekabola, but if she made him a shlich lekabola, she'll be geget right away. So from this we see oylech kischi. That is what Rav Acha bar Ivya said. Omer le Rav Acha bereid Rav Ivya le Rav Ashi, that pshat in the Mishnah is taime deloy shevise ihi shlich lekabola. The reason that he could be chayzer is only because she did not make him a shliach lekabola. Hoshevise ihi shliach lekabola. But if she had made him a shliach lekabola, rotzer lachzer lo yachzer, then he'll be unable to be chayzer. Shma mina hoylech kischi domi. So we have a raya from our Mishnah. If I'm telling you that this is pshat the Mishnah, that this, the halacha is only because she did not make him a shlich lekabol. So from this we see that hoylech is kischi, because hoylech be lav kischi, and the making him a shlich lekabol is loymalo loymoyed, because he told the shlich, deliver it. I don't care what she made you. I want you to deliver the get to her. So we see from our Mishnah hoylech kischi. Shma mino hoylech kischi do. Now, before we see Rashi, let us just see the second Tosfos, so we'll understand one mahalach in the Gemara. Hoshevisei shliach, hashtes al kedaiton, v'loi itztrech lemisni hiskabel. Now, the Gemara held the first halacha of the Mishnah, hiskabel get ze leishti. He said, be a shlich lekabola. He could, so the Mishnah says, imrotza larza chayza. She's not geget. So the Gemara held, this din is poshut. Fashteitzach. He can't make a shlich lekabola. This you learn in cheder. I mean, you only need a Mishnah to tell me, he goes and tells a shliach, his kabul gets aleishti, that the Mishnah comes tells, she's not geget. Sure, she's not geget. He can't make a shlich lekabola. So the first Bava of the Mishnah is Miyuta. So why did the Tanna write it? The Tanna wrote it to be Megala Pshat in the second Bava. So the first Bava is not coming to tell me the halacha that he could be chayza if she didn't make a shlich lekabola. No, it's coming to tell me, but if she did make a shlich lekabola, he can't be chayza, and that's also poshet by his kabul. But it's coming to tell me, so the whole din of hiskabel is poshut in him, and the Tanna wrote this word hiskabel to tell you that is the case of hoylech also. That hoylech he could be chayza if she did not make him a shlich lekabol. If she did make him a shlich lekabol, then he cannot be chayza. So the Tanna is telling you, in other words, hoylech kischi. And if you'll say that's not true, then the whole Hiskabel is superfluous. The whole Hiskabel is not telling you anything. So that was the Havamina of Rav Acha b'Rei d'Raviv. That's what Tosfos says. Hashta sal kedaitam, the loy itzrich lemisne Hiskabel. This whole first case of Hiskabel is not telling us anything. Elo! Lemeidak, that we should be medayik, the chihechi, the iskabel, davke, beloy, shibise, shliach, this olaloche only applies if she did not make him a shliach. Hoylech nami davke, beloy, shibise, shliach. So that's why the iskabel was written, to tell you that the aloche, the hoylech, was only said if she did not make him a shliach. She made him a shliach, so then the din will be could not be chayza, because oilech is kisri. That is how Rav Acha b'Rei d'Raviv learned pshat in the Mishnah. Okay. So we're working because of a yitter of his kabel, so because it's not telling us any chidushim, so the yitter of his kabel is coming to tell us that the case of oilech is similar to the case of his kabel, and that if she'll make him a shliach, he cannot be chayza. So the Gemara says, "La'olam eimalach hoylech lav keschi domi." That hoylech is lav keschi. V'iskabel get le'ishti, but you are building. How can you say hoylech lav keschi if I have such a pshat in the Mishnah? So the whole pshat was built because of the yitter of Hiskabel, because it's not telling me any chidushim. No, Hiskabel's telling me a very big chidush. Hiskabel get leishi tzrichale. The sal kedai tachamine, I would be under the impression. Hoyul ubal lav bar shav yishliach lekabolu. I would think he made him a shliach lekabolu. Now, the Baal cannot make a shliach lekabol, it's finished. He made a shliach lekabol, he doesn't become a shliach lekabol, it's finished. So he's not a shliach leiloche. He was never appointed as a shliach leiloche. So I would think, in the case where she did not make him a shliach, I would think that she can never become geget. I feel that when he gives over the get, she's not geget. Because he was never made a shliach leiloche. So I would think Avogav the motto Gita liyodo loyle havi Gita shouldn't be a get, because he only made him a shliach lekabola, which he can't do. A shliach loyloch he was never made. So filu she got the get, she's also not get. Kemash melon de is kabel vohoylech kabel. So the Mishnah is telling us, no, people are educated. And people know that a Baal can't make a shliach lekabola. So you have to, when he says he's kabul, you have to read between the lines. He means he's take it and give it over. That's what he's kabul. Not become a shliach lekabola. Take the get from me and give it over to her. It's missing the word oilech. Oilech hakim b'remizah. But that's how we understand his wording. So Memele, so the way we're learning with Taisvis. So we had two cases in the Mishnah. We had no raya whatsoever that the second case is speaking about that she did not make the shliach a shliach lekabola. But we proved it because the first case is miyuta, and the first case is only coming to tell us that the second case is also speaking about that she did not make him a shliach lekabola. The minute Ravashi shlod the month, the first case is not miyuta. The first case is coming to tell us a chiddush, that even though he said his kabul, he still had an intent to make him a shliach lo hiloche. So finished. So then each case is separate. The first case, you're 100% right, is speaking about she did not make him a shliach lekabola, because if she made him a shliach lekabola, he said he's kabo, she zicha will be giget right away. But the second case could be speaking about a fellow she did make him a shliach lekabola. There's no hechech that the second case has to be speaking about this similar to the first case. So Memele, and so could be the Mishnah speaking about she did make him a shliach lekabola, and afal pike, and she's not going to get because heilech lav keschi. That is Rav Ashi's dichoy on Rav Acha bereid Rab Ivya's raya. And that's the sugya according to Taisvis. So we're working with Ayito, and the Gemara is shlugged up. We don't have Ayito, so Mamela, so your whole binyan falls down. Let us see Rashi. Taime deloy shivise shliach lekabola. So Rashi says he's going on the second case. Ahoylech get ze leishtekoi. He's going on the second case. Diktoni masnisen yachzer. The Mishnah said he can have charotah. Umayri, so Rav Acha said it's speaking about b'deloi shevisi yishlich lekabola. She did not make the shlich yishlich lekabola. Ubal lav bar shav yishlich lekabola. Dochay vulo. V'hochi hu dekamrin en yachzer. But if she would have made him a shlich lekabola, v'kamar ihu hoylech, and then he said hoylech, lo yachzer, the lo yokrei mishlichus adido, by him saying hoylech, he's not oikel the shlichus that she made. Alme, hoylech keschi dovi. So we see Eilach Kisri, Uplukti Beperikame, Vyas Eilach Kisri Yonah. So the Gemara says, Loi. Li Eilom Lav Kisri Domi. So Rashi said, could be Eilach is Lav Kisri. And therefore, Bafilu Shavise Ihi Shliach Le Kabbalah. Afilu she made him a Shliach Le Kabbalah. Va'oma Loi Ihu Eilach. And he said, "Hoylech me'ekel okrei mishlichusa." So he was oikel her shliches. He does not want it should be the way she made it. V'shov ye ihu shliach leiloch. V'hai dinokat masnisen v'deloi shevise shliach. So why is the Mishnah speaking about v'deloi shevise shliach? Yishum iskabel nokat lo. Viskabel itzach leilash minon, the af al gav, the loy shevise hi shliach. Ubal nami lav bar shav ye shliach lekabolu, elo leiloche, viiu loyoma hailach, af the lohochi ki moto get liyodo, miyo megureshes. Now from Rashi we see, this is what the Macho says, from Rashi, we see Rashi had a different mahalach from Taisus. Rashi, Taisus went that since his Kabbal is miyuta, it's coming to tell us pshat and hailach. Rashi didn't learn alz yuta. Rashi learned we have a reisha the Mishneh, and the way one case is talking about, the other case is talking about, the Tanna didn't differentiate two different cases. So, before the Gemara thought that the Mishnah is coming to tell us, the Mishnah is speaking about Loi Shav Yishliach. That's for sure. Loi Shav Yishliach. And so what is the Mishnah coming to tell us? The Mishnah coming to tell us a diuk. Loi Shav Yishliach. She's not kigetel when she gets it. But Shav Yishliach, she is Giget. Lai Shav Yishliach is coming with the UK. And so we have this Dik on the whole Mishnah, on Hailach also. Lai Shav Yishliach, she's not Giget till she gets it. Shav Yishliach, she is Giget. So the Gemara says no. The Mishnah is speaking about Lai Shav Yishliach. But the Mishnah is coming to tell us Achidish that by not the Diuk, that by Shav Yishliach she is Giget, the Mishnah is coming to tell us that by Loi Shavye, she's Giget when she gets it. Loi Shavye, by his Kabbal, she's Giget when she gets it. When she receives it. Because I would think he made him a Shlich LeKabbalah. And a Shlich LeKabbalah can't become. So it's finished. So a Shlich LeKabbalah he can't become. A Shlich LeLochi was never made. So I would think she'll never be Giget. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us that By loy shav yeshliach, she's giget when she gets it. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though he said he's kabel, even though he didn't say hoylech, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that she'll be giget when she receives it. That's the chiddush of his kabel. Now, that's why the Mishnah is speaking about loy shav yeh, to tell us this chiddush. Not to tell us the dik by Shavye, but to tell us by loy Shavye, she's giget when she gets it. Now, kan shoyla ben, if that's pshat in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah did, so good, that's a chiddush by his kabel. But by hoylech, there's no chiddush whatsoever. Loy Shavye shliach, she's giget when she gets it. Sure. He said hoylech. So what is the chiddush of hoylech? Till now we were learning that the chiddush, that's a rashilash. Till now we learned the chiddush of the Mishnah is that by shav yeshliach, she's gonna get right away. And what is the Mishnah coming to tell us? That a filu by hoylech, also shav yeshliach, she's gonna get right away, because hoylech is kisli. But the minute the Gemara says no. The Mishnah is not coming to tell us the deal of shav yeshliach, she's gonna get right away. The Mishnah is coming to tell us that by loy shav yeh, she's gonna get when she gets it by his kabul. So then we have a problem. So why did it say heilach in the Mishnah? So this Chash is going to answer. Let us see so. So I would think, by loy shav yishliach le'levigite, no lav le'loch yishav yishliach. He did not make him a shliach. Ule kabola nami, loy bar shav yishliach. He can't make him a shliach le kabola. Kemash melon, so the Mishnah is coming to tell us a chiddush by his kabul. His kabel, the kamala, even though he said his kabel boy, lich kamar. His kabel means take the get and give it over. Now why, what right do I have to add words and say this is what he means? A person knows that he can't make a shlich le kabbalah. So therefore, when he says his kabel, it means his kabel boy. So now Rashi had a problem. So why does he have to say the Sefer, Hoylech get liishti? That's Poshet. But I did this, Tone his kabel, which means his kabel is like he said, Hoylech. Tone Hoylech, it says Hoylech also. The Hochi Koma Masis. And that was the Mishnah saying. Bein Shoma Baal Beloshin Kabbalah, which is misleading. Bein sha'om ha'beloshon ha'ilocha, which is very clear, in both cases, ha'bishliach le'ilocha. So the ha'ilocha is not telling me anything, but the Tana just put these two ha'ilochas together to tell her that bein is kabul and bein ha'ilocha is ha'shliach le'ilocha. Al koponim, Rav Ashi shlugged up the raya of Rav Acha from our Mishnah. Tana. So let's go to the second bov in the Mishnah. Ho isha sha'omro iskabel igiti. Imrotzo larze lo yachze. My love. So, l'chayre, this case is going on the first two cases of the Mishnah. Sai and iskabel, that he said iskabel, and Sai he said hoylech. My love, loishno akabola, loishno aloche. Now, if it's going on the first two cases of the Mishnah, so we see klo, hoylech kesri. Because if we hoylech lav kesri, so why can he be chayzer? Simo says, loy akabola, it's only going on the first case of the Mishnah. If she made him a shlich le kabola, and he said he's kabola, then it's ene yochalachse. Let us see, Rashi, my love, atabayu, mili, de tonda la elmine. It's going on both cases, which we had previously learned. Loishna kiyomar habal kabola, his kabol. Veloishna oiloche. Ishevise ihi shliach le kabola mikore lo yakse. Shmamino hoilech kischi domi. If the second bove was said even when he said hoylech, so see hoylech kisri. So the Gemara says no, and the second bov is speaking about lav kiskabel, could be hoylech lav kisri. Yeah. Tashma, first word in the Mishnah, Lefichach, Imo Maloi HaBal. If the Baal, the mother, the Rashi said like this, that since if she made him a shliach lekabbalah, so it's finished already. So therefore, the only way the Baal could prevent an immediate kayashin is Imo Maloi HaBal, Efshi Shetekabbalah, Ela hoylech beten lo imrotza lachzer yachzer. He says, so the Mishnah is telling us the only way he could prevent that she should be zoiche, by giving a whole akdome, he evshi shet his kabul. Ela! Then if it's such akdome, then I say hoylech means deliver. Now, if you'll tell me that hoylech laf kishi, if you'll tell me hoylech laf kishi, why did he do the whole akdome? If he wants to prevent that she should be misgarish right away, lefichach imam lo hoylech ketzer liyodo is zaydim agareshes. So forget from the whole hakdama of the Mishnah. If the Mishnah that tells us the only way to prevent an immediate gerushin is with this hakdama, he evshi shetekabulo elo. You have to say so many words. Then he can prevent an immediate gerushin. So you see, without all these agdamos, oylech is kishri. Yeah. So let us see. Holoi omi yevshi, then imrotzo larze, lo yarze. Shma mino oylech kishri, damis you see oylech kishri. So the Gemara says, dilme behelech. Now we'll see in Taisviz, that could be, the Gemara means to say, maybe the girse is not hoylech, the girse is heylech. Now the difference between hoylech and heylech seems to be as follows. Hoylech means, could mean deliver. Hoylech means, heylech get leishti. Heylech, the word heylech means that heilach kemisha omra, that means you should receive it the way she said. Heilach would zicha be a lotion of Kabbalah. Heilach is zicha a lotion that you, that if she made you a lotion of Kabbalah, heilach, that means receive it, heilach is zicha, the way she said, heilach kemisha omra. Here it is, the way she said, that would be the lotion of heilach. So the Gemara is saying, the Mishnah, you know why the Mishnah is, you need a Gdome V'yevshish at the Kabbal Elo? Because the Mishnah is not speaking about Hoylech. If he says Hoylech, so then there's no problems. He says, often they will deliver it though. But the Mishnah wants to tell us that even he said Heylech, and Heylech mitzadatzmoy could mean, Heylech mitzadatzmoy would mean that you should take it the way she made your shlich like Kabbalah. Afal pikein, if he said, yef sheshet the kabbal elo, then I say even heilach also means deliver. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. But you would say heilach, heilach zicha means deliver. So you don't have a raya from the Mishnah. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, dilme de heilach, bachsei voloitisno heilach vetenlo, ela heilach vetenlo. The heilach vade heilach kiddeka omra hi. Heilach normally means you should receive it the way she said. That's the taich heilach. Bilav dome yevshi avalei shlich lekabola. If he wouldn't have said yevshi, she would have been a shlich lekabola. So that's why Rabbi Nisha says it, tells us, but since he said yevshi, so then the heilach is already translated with the Yevshi, and I mean, with my Heilach, I mean Heilach. Let us see Taisvis. Dilma Beheilach, Einu Magia, Elakaloimar, Dilma Ikid Toni Heilach. Now, let me just say over the Loshen of the Taisvis Harosh, and the Loshen of Taisvis Harosh is much clearer. Einoi magia ha-mishneh. He's not making a grais in the Mishnah. Elohochi koma. Ike tane diktoni heilach. Now, he just told us like this. That means you're asking a kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah, by Hoylech, it says, Yefshish et the Kabbos. You see, Hoylech is Kisri. So I told you, before you ask a kash on me, look in your Mishnayas and the Shini Nischois. Look in the Shini Nischois. Oh, there's one Tana that says Hoylech. Oh. So you don't have a kash on me. There's two Nischois in the Mishnah. There's one Nusach of Hoylech. And if the Nusach of Hoylech is right, so I'm upgefecht, so you see, Claude, that Hoylech Kisri. But there's a dilme. So let's see the lashon of the Gemara. Dilme behelech. That means maybe the correct girse is not the way it says hoylech. There's another girse. Dilme behelech. So that's what the Taisa Rosh is. Eine magia hab mishne. He's not saying take white out. He's not chepening with the Mishnah. But he ain't a magia Mishnah. Elohochi kama, ike tane diktoni heilach. There is a tane that was geiris heilach in this Mishnah. So mamela, according to this tane, I can say what I said till now. And who says that this tane is wrong? There's two gilsois in the Mishnah. So he can't ask any kashas on me. And l'chayre, that's pshat in the dilme. Maybe this girsa is the ikka girsa. You show me one girsa. Good, this is one girsa. I'll say another girsa. Now that's what Taisa is saying. V'losh and Taisa is dachsame. If we'd add a chof, perhaps would be a little better. Dilme ba'ela. So Taisa says, einei magi. He himself is not making gago. Hela kloima dilme ki. I think the ki would be better. Maybe it's like the one that's Tony Eilach. I mean, that's the face of Russia's cloth. There was the Ike Tanadik Tony Eilach. Ki Ike de Tony Eilach. This Alosh is very shvet. Dilme Ike de Tony Eilach. Maybe there's someone that said Eilach. I mean, maybe. I can taste you say such a thing. But the Mikel, according to Taisa Rosh, it's very good. And the Ike, the Masha explains why is Taisus bending backwards and say he's not making a graif? I mean, all the time we learn the Yisakasha, no, because later the Gemara asks Akasha on someone from that what it says Halach. So the Masha says, listen, if I made a graif, you can't ask Akasha on someone because I made a graif. So Aistachois, that's what Taisus says, he's not making a graif, he's not saying he's erasing it. But then the sugya later would be shver. He's just saying there are two girsais, and he's saying that perhaps the other girsa is the correct girsa. Let us go further. Now we're starting a new sugya. Now, we have a very interesting gemara now. The Gemara, Klaus of Shaila, Pshita, Ish Havi Shliach Lohiloche, Azocho, could be a Shliach Lohiloche, Shekain Baal Meilich Getli Ishtoi, because her husband gives a wife, to a wife. V'isha have a shlich lekabola, and a woman could be a shlich lekabola. She can isha mekabela's gitam yad baila, because an isha is mekabela get me yad baila. Ish lekabola, but an ish that will be a shlich lekabola, v'isha lo ilochem ma'i. Now, before we explain, I'd like to explain this Gemara. Rabbi Kveig explains this in a very long show even. But let's just see Tosfos for 1 minute. Rashi learns an altogether different pshat, and Rashi will have to see later. Ish lekabola v'isha leilochemai. The Gemara is claiming a shaila if a man could become a shlich lekabola, and if a woman could become a shliach leiloch. Mishum, the beget, Chatari means, Taisus means begeirishin. Isha bahilocha loy shaykh. It's not shaykh for an isha to give over again. The ish bekabola, it's not shaykh for a man to accept again. Shemachi kaboy. Now, so Rabbi Kevegel wants to explain the Shaila of the Gemara is as follows. Let me just give a shtikel hakdome. There's a Gemara daksame in Kedushin. The Gemara says in Kedushin, if I'll send an Eved Knani to be Mekadosh an Isha for me, it will not work. And the reason it will not work was he's not betoiras gittin or kedushin. That means in order for a person to be a shliach, to make gittin or kedushin, he has to be in the parsha. He has to be in the parsha of gittin or kedushin. If he is not in the parsha, he can't make gittin or kedushin. Fine. That's how you saw. So we know that in order to be a shliach, on these and yonim, you have to be in the parsha. Betoiras, you have to be toiras gittin or kedushin. So Rabbi Kevegel words it as follows. So now we have to know how distinct, how definite does the Torah have to be. That means, is it sufficient that a woman is Torah's kedusha? Given she gets a get, she can get married, she can be nisgarish. A man is Torah's kedusha, he's a megarish. So both of them are b'toyres geirishin. Each one in a different oifen. But you don't have to look, at gritty, well, he's in b'toyres megaresh. She's b'toyres misgaresh. He's b'toyres geirishin. She's b'toyres geirishin. That's all that is needed for shlichas. So she's b'toyres geirishin. She can be a shlich lahilacha. He's b'toyres geirishin. He can be a shlich lekabola. Or no, you look at the nitty gritty. You have to look. These are two procedures. There's a procedure of being megarish. There's a procedure of being a misgareshes. So now you have to be a shliach to be a misgarish. Are you b'teiras misgarish? Azoch is never b'teiras misgarish. And the cave is never b'teiras megarish. So the Gemara is crying a very lomdish shaila, the din b'teiris, which is needed in all shlichas. Do you look at the prote oifanim of geirishin, which in yisod are, there are two parts to it, there's the chelik ha-megarish and the chelik ha-misgarishes? Or that is, you don't need to be b'teiris, megarish, and misgarishes. It is sufficient if you're b'teiris, geirish, and b'derech klal. So since a zocher and a nekeva are b'teiras geirish and b'derech klal, that's sufficient. That's how Rabbi Kevega learns pshat in the Gemara, and this could be pshat in Taisvis also. Taisvis means the tzad that it shouldn't be good. Mishum de beget isha b'locha le'shayech. That means in the geirish and chelik, she's not a megarish and he's not a misgarish. Maybe it's not good. That's what's against the lashon of Gemara. Pshita. Ish avi shliach leilocha. That's poshut, because he's b'teiras megarish. Shkein bar moilech get leishtoi. V'ish avi shliach lekabola. Shkein isha mekabelas gita miyad bailo. But ish lekabola v'ish leilocha mai. Well, it'll be the toshma. Let's go to our Mishnah. Ha'imer is kabel getze leishti. Ha'imer getze leishti. Imrotzo lachzo yachzo. That is the first bov in the Mishnah. And who is the shliach? Azocha or Mekeve? I don't know. Okay, we don't know. Assuming my shliach leilocha, this is something we'll say, it's speaking about Azocha. But then it says, ha'isha sha'omre iskabaligiti, but the second bov is, that the isha said, be a shliach al kabol, imrotza lavza lo yarza. My love, bechad shliach. I mean, the whole difference between the first bov and the second bov is, if she said he's Kabul, or only he said he's Kabul. But we don't see any mention in the Mishnah that we're changing the genders of the Shluchim. But the second Bob was speaking about in the cave, and the first Bob was speaking about the Zohar. Seems the only difference is what was said, and who said it. So that's what we see from the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Loi, it's no raya b'shnei shluch. The Mishnah didn't go into it. The Mishnah is speaking about, does he become a shliach l'kabod, does he become a shliach l'ilocha? That's what the Mishnah is handling. Vashteitzach, if there are problems, who can become a shliach lelo, who can become a shliach lekabol? Vashteitzach, we have to solve the problem. So the Reish has to be speaking about he's a zocha, the same is speaking about she's an akeva. But, Ibn Ghaya from the Mishnah, that what the Mishnah did not mention, that there's a shinui in the gender of the shluchim, that it's speaking about, that a kochach, one gender helps. It's not muchach. Toshma. So fine, let's go further. Lefichach, im omalei habal, yefshi shetekabulo. Now, but now we can get into hot water. If the Baal told the Shliach, I don't want you to be a Shliach lekabola, Elohi lech v'ten lo, I only want you to be a Shliach lelach, and therefore, Zim Rotsa lach so yachsel, v'hochid dechat Shliach hu, shma mino kosho lekabola, kosho lalochem, lo ilochem. So the Gemara says, here you can't tell me any dreidlich. Here we have a scenario that she made him a Shliach, she made it, or whatever it is, a Shliach lekabola, and he says, I don't mind you to be a shlich, go on, you're a shlich leiloch, and he becomes a shlich leiloch. And it's good. So we have over here a shliach that could have been a shlich lekabola, and is a shlich leiloch. It's the same shliach. So you see, klo, that there's no, they don't have to be, but there is megarish, there is megarish. As long as it has garish, it is enough. That's the right. So the Gemara says, "Amina kosher lekabola, kosher leiloche." That you kosher for both, as long as you betayer is gerish. So the Gemara says, "Pshayt me no, no, you're right. You're right to the extent that from the Mishnah we can see that there's one. That's for sure. That one could be a shliach leiloch and kabol. That's mucha from the Mishnah." But it's not muchach that a zocher can be both or an akeva can be both. Could be it's only muchach from our Mishnah that a zocher can be both. Could be a bit an akeva not. Why? Pshayim na'isha b'shlich lekabola. Shekain ov mekabol get labitoi k'tane. But isha lehiloche tiboiloch. Now let's just explain this Gemara. So the Gemara l'chayre is saying as follows. The Gemara is saying that you're 100% right. From this Bav and the Mishnah, I see the Chayek that one person can be a Shlich Leiloch in Kabbalah. Now, but there's a bigger svore that a Zocha can become a Shlich LeKabbalah more than an Akeva can become a Shlich Leiloch. Why? What right do we have to say this? Because we find that a zochel is b'teiras kabbala, ha'ov mekabel get lebita k'tane. So you see, a zochel could be a mekabel get also. So memela. So we see a zochel could be mekabel get. So if you have a raya from the Mishnah that one could be both sai heloch and sai kabbala, so I'll say it's speaking about a zochel. Now I want to elaborate two nekudas. I saw in the Teresh Shmuel a Gevaldik Yehoreh. That means the Gemara just opened up our eyes now and told us, you know, the Gemara telling us, you know, this whole Yisod that you had, that maybe a Zohar can be a Shlich LeKabbalah because it's only B'teiras HaLoche. I mean, and Shuldik, all the Kabbalah is Ketla B'Tektana. I mean, you see that a Zohar is B'teiras Kabbalah also. So, before we brought Rayas, let's start in the beginning of the Chakira. Yiklein Gashayla, a Zohar is not B'teiris Mizgarish. And Shudik, a Zohar is B'teiris Mizgarish. Ha'ov Mekabel Get Labita K'tan. That's what the Teresh Shmuel asks. So the Teresh Shmuel answers, the Gemara understood, Napshat is that he's the Mizgarish. The daughter is the Mizgarish. Now his Kabbalah helps for the daughter, and it's Ashlichas to Kedim. We're claiming a child, you have to be B'teiris Mizgarish, B'teiris Migarish. A Zohar is not a B'teiris Mizgarish. Mizgarishes. The daughter becomes a Mizgarishes. He can be Mekabal to get, because the Teira made him a Shlich. No weiter. So if the Teira made him a Shliach, so you see, Klo, that
By shlichus, you don't need the nitty gritty that has to be b'teiras in every nekuda. You see, a father is a good shlich. That's also no raya. Why? Because that what a father is a shlich from a daughter is different than all shlichus. That means all shlichus you need a minu of shlichus. We learn that from the shilcha. That Haisha is a shliach, Isha is a shliach. There's a parsha of minui shliachet. That's a par, and then this parsha, there's a svara you need b'teiras, and we're claiming a shaila is a zocha b'teiras kabbalah, this nakeba b'teiras alav. That's our shaila. We have a case that a father is a shliach for his daughter. Is this parsha shliachet? No, the daughter didn't make him a shliach. He's a teiradik shliach. So stamazoi, I'll prove. See, a zocha can be a shlich lekabola, is a raya for a father, for a daughter, is a raya, a man can be a shlich for nisha. I'll tell him, I'm shuldit. These are two cases. This is tut speaking about a teira de keshliches. By a teira de keshliches, you're right. The teira was mechadish. You don't have to look at the nitty gritties, even though he's a lav bar misgareshes, he can be mekabo. You're right. But you can't mix up the two shlichas. One is not a proof than on the other. So that means when the Gemara cleared the Shaila, the Gemara was very much aware. The Gemara was very much aware. The Gemara knew that in that an Ovis Mekabel get Labita Iktane. But this won't be Poshet on Shaila. There it's a different parsha of shlichas. It's a different thing. So you can't prove one from the other. Fine. So Mamela, that's why we cleared a Shaila, even though we knew this halacha of Mekabel as get Labita Iktan. But now the Gemara says, Rabbi, listen, I have a raya from the Mishnah that Yomame Yevshi, we're talking about a person, same person was a Shlich Lekaboli, now became a Shlich Lelach. So we see that Al Kaponim, by one mean, at least by one mean, it can be both. So the Gemara says, oh, if you have a raya from a Mishnah, so then, I see, by Al Kaponim, so the Gemara says, so then I'll say, so then don't jump the gun. So I'll say, by Azocha, I find that the Torah said that he doesn't have to be B'Torah's Kabbalah, by that Shlichis. And you have a raya from our Mishnah that someone can be B'Torah's Kabbalah, B'Torah's Halach, so I'll say that's speaking about Azocha. I mean, so that's the most I'll say. From this Mishnah of Araya, one can do both. So I'll say, so Mistam is the Tana of our Mishnah held that we are Midame this din shlichis to that din shlichis. So that I can say. But I don't have Araya from the Tana of our Mishnah that by any cave, and the cave can be a shlich loyloch. That I don't have Araya. That's what the Gemara is saying. So you take it right from the Mishnah, I see that there's zikr a case that one can be a shlich for both. But if we're proving it, we cannot prove that this applies side by Zocha, side by Nikkei. It can be only applied by Zocha because we see in other cases that there's a kula of a Zocha. Oh, that's the Gemara. So that's what the Gemara says. Abba isha loylochet iboyloch. My Omar Rav Mori Toshma. We learned a Mishnah. Hav Hanoshim She'ein Nemonis Leima Meis Ailo Nemonis Lohavi Eskito. That means the Mishnah is telling us there are five women which there is an. So we have five women which have an inborn hatred one to the other, a mother-in-law and there's five of them. So and because of this hatred. We don't trust them when one is talking about the enemy. For example, mother-in-law is going to say that her son died, and she's coming to inform her daughter-in-law that she's an almone. We don't believe this because it could very well be because of the hatred she wants her to believe she's an almone. She wants her to get married, and then she's going to become a satan. And that's one way you get rid of a daughter-in-law. So Mamela, since we know there is this hatred, so we don't believe them. We don't believe them. So the Mishnah says, Av hanoshim she'ein amonis leima meis bailo. Nemones lohove yesgita.
But if they bring a get, the same mother-in-law come with a get and say that, your husband gave me the get, you get, Baruch Hashem, goodbye. She gives her the get, you can invite me to your marriage, I'll be happy to attend it. We believe her. We believe her. And this, we believe her because since we have a get, an eidim, it's a little different already. We're not relying completely on her nemones. We have her a document which means something. So, av hanoshim shein nemones lemme meizbala, nemones lobi es gita. Vohosam elohi. He was speaking about that the mother-law is coming b'teira shliach leiloch. Omar Rabash, we have a raya that a woman can be a shliach leiloch. Omar Rabashi, miseifa na mishma mino. The Sefer Yosef Arai, the Tony Sefer, the Sefer of that Mishnah, Aisha Atzma Mevias Gita, a woman could be a Shliach Lahiloka, she's bringing her own get, that means that her husband gave her the get, and the husband told her, I don't want you to be a get now, I'm making you a Shliach Lahiloka, and you'll come to this and this place, you'll make a Shliach Lekabol, and you'll say before I nichtav, and you'll give over the get. Al Kaponim is such a concept that she is a Shliach for her husband to get herself, to give over to Shliach Lekabol. So, upon him, from these two Mishnayos, we see that a woman can be a shliach leiloche, shma mina. Now, we were learning this whole Gemara, a little bit of Tosfos, Rabbi Kevega says Pshal, which is very gishmak. Now, let us see Rashi. In Rashi, we're going to have some difficulties, but let us see Rashi. Pshita, ish zocho, yocho li oseis shliach, zocho, can become a shliach lebal loiloche for a husband. Kiven the israbu shliches mikro mivishilcho. I have a posik of vishilcho that a husband can make a shliach. Pshite de badai zocho loiloche rabbi. So zicha, if the posik is telling me that a husband can make a shliach, zicha means a zocho. That's posik. She came bal olo lohilach get leishtei. The bal is the one that gives over the get leishtei. Ubemidi the iu kasha shluchay nami kasha. So if he's kasha to give a get, the shlich is also kasha to give a get. Now these words of Rashi are difficult to understand. You have to say a svara the way we were saying before. I mean, now, well, since the husband is kosher, so the shlich is also kosher. I mean, the whole shayla was, forget about the husband. The shayla is, we give Yavi shlich a questionnaire. Are you b'teiras gittin? So he says, well, I'm not married. That doesn't mean anything. But can you get married and give a get? Yeah. So my male, she's b'teiras gittin. So Rashi says of Yips a whole different concept. Since the husband can give a get, so therefore the zocher can also give a get, which is unclear. It can get more unclear as we progress. If the husband is kosher, she'll say nami kosher. Bishacher is pshiton dahavi shlich lechavato lekabola. Ma'acher de rabbi kro shliches lekabola. There's a din mivishilcha mi basicri be vishilcha that she sends without a mapike. Shekeni Yatzma Mekabela's Gita, so just like she can take a get, so our shlich can also take a get. Ibchomai, miyamrine, kiven duhu atzmoi lav kabolel, since the husband, again Rashi starts talking about the husband, since the husband is a lav bar kabolel, shas chorim nami lav b'nei kabolel nini, v'cheni niloche b'isha. Now, Rashi is telling us over here a whole Megillah, which is very difficult to understand. Rashi is saying that the reason why a Zochel cannot be a Shlich LeKabola, because the husband can't be Mekabel. So see, Rashi did not seem to learn that it's Peteiris, you have to be Peteiris, and a Prat, or a Klal. Rashi is saying he can be Mekabel, because the husband can't be Mekabel. Everything dreits up with the husband. Now, I would try to say a pshat
if it's the emes of pshat or not the true pshat, I haven't the faintest idea. But perhaps it's worth a try. Could be Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara as follows. We find in the parsha of Gerishin, the husband divorces the wife. He's the Megaresh and she's the Misgaresh. That's the parsha of Gerishin. It could have been a two-way street. She could also be a Megaresh and he'll be the Misgaresh. The matter, if she doesn't want him, so she'll divorce him. If he doesn't want her, he'll divorce her. So, L'chayre, Lulay Divrei HaTorah, I could say, just like my marriage, it was done to the consent of both of them. I mean, you need that for both. So if one is not happy with the marriage, they can divorce the other one. A husband can divorce a wife. A wife can divorce a husband. But the Torah said no. A husband is Megarish a wife. A wife cannot be Megarish a husband. So now, let us clear. So, I'm not going into whys, why the Torah said it. That's the Torah said this. But I'm going in the whats. What did the Torah say? So we can learn two pshatim. The Torah said a husband cannot become divorced. Is the reason is because there's a relationship. There's a wife and a husband. And the Torah told us a husband can divorce, cannot become divorced. That's a din in husband. A wife can become divorced, she can't divorce. That's a din in wife. So it's a din in husband and wife. We have this relationship. Or perhaps maybe it's not a din of husband and wife. Maybe it's a din of Zocha and Mekevet. That's the key point over here. Not the relationship of husband and wife. A Zocha can't be a Mizgarish. A Nekeve can't be a Megarish. Usually we have this concept, a Zocha is a Mashpia, a Nekeve is a Mekabel. So in this Inyan, that there's a Megarish and Mizgarish. That's what the Torah said, that a husband can't be a Megarish, a husband can be a Mizgarish, is the reason is because mitzad Zochar Shaboy, a Zochar can be a Mizgarish, and a Keva can be a Megarish. So these are the two tzotim. Is it a din mitzad? The shame ish v'isha, the relationship is the sibbe why a husband can be a mizgarish and a wife can be a megarish. Or is the sibbe mitzad zocha nekeve? That is the sibbe. Lamayin nafkemina. The nafkemina will be by the shliach. That means if the whole din is understood because of husband and wife, the shliach is not a husband and not a wife. So in order to be a shliach, to give over a get or to accept a get, you don't need the relationship whatsoever. I'm not a husband, I'm not a wife, I'm giving over the get. So memele, that's close, and there's a parsha of shlichus that was said by Gerishin, so the parsha of shlichus is telling us that the husband can make a shliach who is not a husband, the wife can make a shliach who is not a wife, and they can make the Gerishin ceremony without more of a do. That's if the sibbe is husband and wife. So the shluchim don't have to be either husband or wife, because they're never husband or wife. But if the sibbe that a husband can become a mizgareshes, is because that's a din, a zochel cannot be a mekabel apu'ula, can't be a mezgarish, or nekeve can't be a mashpia, whatever it is, if that's the together, so if the reason is because the tzad zochel, the tzad nekeve sheboy, So just like this hampers the husband and wife, it'll hamper the shluchim also. Could be that is pshat in the Gemara, and that's why Rashi always connects the shliach to the husband. So Rashi says, look, let's look at the last Rashi, what Rashi says. Rashi says, Now, since we see the husband, we build from the husband, kiven duhu atzmoi, lav bar kabolu, this is the tzad that it shouldn't help. He can't get again. Why can't he be divorced? Why can't she divorce him? Is Shah Zachorim Nami Labane Kabolanina? Since he can't get together, so Shah Labane Kabolanina. Chenine Locha Beisha. So if a cat could be, that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that the Sibe, that he can't be Nizgarish, is mitzad the Shem Zachor Shaboy. If that is the Sibe, who has it by a shliach?